this morning. I didn't call it, they reminded me, call it. So I said, well, I was about to say, call you, man. I said, tell you, in case anyway, your new site, anything they go on for there, you know. You can still put me for there. I just call her NTS, where the wife will do my PTS thing. I asked her, I say, how far? I said, look, oh, I wish level, I don't get job for me, you know. They say, they don't know, quit, they take person where get just PTS. Say, I need to do track induction joiner. Now, $4.95 is the make I pay. So they said, they don't feel your take person that PTS. So I look and say, I don't know, make I won't ask you, what do you think? Make I go to that track induction? Some money over here. Which guys? Who I work with? I called them to. I haven't called them to this. The guy is saying, go let it bend. If anything, they say, but no, just anything, then I go let it bend. No. And they call everybody, man. They pass it. I find them call you. I don't pay call them. Say, how far? They say no shaking, they will let me if anything pop up, you know. So I just did work. I don't even come up for the care. I never go care work since I don't burn up, say work. Make I just face this was squarely, you know. That's why they call everybody. But look at the PTS work, yeah. It's in there. Ah, wow. See him hard way well, though. To get the PTS work, so. I don't check everywhere. I say that, well, what do I want to do? That? Where do I? So, as NTS, make I go do track induction. I say, well, make I begin the safe tourism. But as I to make I ask you, make I hear what you think first. I even speak to my, you know, McGinley, I'll be McGinley. They said they need track induction as well, too. But make I don't do that one yet, Abby. What clothes I do on before, so make I sip to it on before. But we are, but I have to get the real work now. The PTS, why I don't get now. That I've not be saying you help me do sign here. That I do one PTS work. Okay, so my good man, look out now. Look out that now. Not 150 they pay for lookout. Look out, don't be 150. I've been how much you need. Look out. For the course. Okay, but before. Okay, so like this now, so if I want to look out now, that you will still be doing that, and that's how they be there to give me that. Okay, so like this now, by log book, I can do it, look out like this now, sorry. Okay. My book up, if you say maybe I need more signing before, I make a the. Okay, so we'll, what I have right now, I can do look out now. Okay, but I'm running the back, make a hazard for look out, straight up. That's why we won't go do that. Okay, I'll call you back. I'll call them. Make a tell us I want to look out. Alright, hey, you get out, Zabi. Yeah, this guy don't call you, so I don't call you. Because I thought I was saying, you know, they're happy for the month. I said, he's going to try to call you in the head there for you. Want to do honeymoon, you want to do this one. I said, okay, no shake your head. That was after that, we'll go call you. Alright, I don't shake your head, bros. Well, you recorded me on.
I want to put some of your pigeon English on audio, but I don't think anyone will understand what you're saying. Only me.
I just spoke to him, so he said I should not.
But the thing is, The lookout is a very specific job. Whereas if you... Most of the others aren't... They're not for lookouts, are they? Do you see what I mean? The track induction's more of a general thing. And so... I don't really know enough about it, but I'd say that would be the thing to go for, really.
Yeah, I would have thought that's the thing to go for, but he's saying that he's got track induction, and since he's been working on the road, he's never used his track induction to do anything.
Yeah, but they've told you that there's a job as if you've got track induction.
Yeah.
They didn't say if you've got the lookout, there's a job for a lookout, did they?
Mm.
I would go with your own instincts on that. I mean, that's NTS telling you that.
NTS didn't give me a job on the spot, did
you? No, because they said you've got to have track induction. Well, okay, maybe they're just saying that because it's more money for their company, but...
Yeah, that's what they said. They deceived him to go do it.
But the thing is...
I said that's not what you said, though.
Because because other jobs, it's not just them. There's other companies asking for it, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't know, It's up to you, but... I would do the track induction. Well, I would do both if you can. It's just... You know, obviously the track induction's more expensive.
$4.95,
is it? Yeah. It's not as expensive as the PTS, though, is it?
Was,
Yeah, but it was only for 2 days, wasn't it? Or was it 3 days?
Yeah, right. It was actually 2 days because the first day you don't have to go there. It was 3 days actually, but the first day, I can't remember what happened the first day. That was something about, I think it was medical the first day.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't count. That's just the medical you had to go for. I suppose it does count as part of it, but you had to go for the medical and then you had to go for the 2 days, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that was about £500?
No.
400 and something?
£430.
So that's quite a lot for, basically, for 2 days and a medical, isn't it? At least the other ones, what is it, for 5 days? It's basically £100 a day.
So if I'm going to do both of them, that would be, let's see.
£550.
No, that will be $650.
Oh, yeah, sorry. What's the matter with me? $650. And there's a CSCS. $800.
It's $800. Hey, well, I've achieved a lot by the time I do all that, right?
Hmm.
I've achieved quite a lot if I do all that. And the last thing I want to do is...
Cost.
No, small hand tools.
Oh, yeah, then cost.
Before the cost, yeah. I want to hang around Carewalk for a while.
You think you are?
Yeah.
I think you might
hang around Carewalk a while, raise some money and then...
Try and get more shifts over there, though.
Yeah, I know, Langley, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Let me turn this off.
I thought you turned it off already.
No, I went to turn it off and I didn't.
A pillow, you know. His dad came up to him and gave him pick me to drink.
Oh, I didn't pause it.
And then he said, after drinking the pig milk, you know, they showed a younger version of him. And then he drank the pig milk, and then the dad said, Papilo. I said, that's his nickname. He said, Papilo, I know one day you'll make us proud. And then they showed the bigger version of him when he was not a footballer, making us proud. You know, and then I think that's where he got his name, the nickname Papilo, even though his name was Kanwa. He's quite a very tall person, tall, lanky nigga. And I think they found out he had a hole in his hat. You know.
Who did?
They found out
he did.
Yeah, he had a hole in his hat and couldn't play football sometime. And later I think he flew him outside the country, went for treatments in good hospitals, and then when he came back to Nigeria, he opened a foundation called the Kanu Heart Foundation. For children who's got holes in the heart.
Aww.
Nice nigga, really nice nigga. Papito, no one day you make us proud. He was a small boy. They showed a younger version of him. I feel it would be a different kid anyway, just an advert.
Well, yeah, it must just look like, yeah, you know.
And then he dropped Pikmik, and then the last showed the bigger version of him, you know. The other said the Pikmik made him.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to say.
And they hear that song at the end of it.
I remember years ago, when I used to go to a partially sighted school and come home every day, I did that for a couple of years. And there used to be this old couple who picked me up, but not just me, but other kids that went to the same school. It was over in Grove Park, actually. And they had like a minibus type thing, you know. And I can't remember what their names were. They were about 70. I think they were retired. And he told Classy Geezer that he'd had cornflakes, Weetabix every day of his life since he was an adult, you know, since he was a teenager.
Sorry, come on again. Stop from the beginning, please. I was lost just now.
Sorry. When I went to a partially sighted school for 2 years, when I was from six till I was eight, well, coming up for eight, it was in Grove Park.
Grove Park, not far from.
Yeah, but I had to, they didn't have a car, so Classy Geezer had been banned from driving. I'm not going down into that on audio, boo. And this old couple, we called her Nan, and I think we called them Nan and Pop. They must have been in their 70s. They were retired, and they just did this picking up kids and taking them to school and picking them, bringing them home again. You know.
And they paid for that.
I don't know. Anyway, he once told Classy Geezer when he came to pick me up or bring me home, I don't know, that since he was a teenager, he'd had Weetabix every day of his life, all his working life, and he was, you know, like an old man now. So he wrote a letter to the company that makes Weetabix and told them all this because he thought they might give him some, like... Well, yeah, something like that, or some kind of reward, like some money or a voucher or something like that. And do you know what they sent him?
Packet of
Weetabix.
I'm sure the manager would have been laughing. Let's send him this shit. Let him do right. Get a shot of his life. If he was a black man, he'd go, yeah, we'll give him a shot of his life. Put a pack of Weetabix.
Probably wasn't even a big one. It was probably a pack of 12.
But why did he...
I don't know. I just thought he thought he might get something out of it, you know.
But the truth is black and white. You can't prove it.
Well, no. But I suppose he thought it might be a good thing that you can, you know, like when you, I know it's a long time before the internet even, but you know when you look on the, you know, you look on.
Nigga, have some more with me.
Well, it was probably quite. It was quite forward thinking, really, because you know now you see. I mean, anyone can talk a load of old shit, because you see on the websites, companies. It's got all people's testimonies. I bought this product and I haven't looked back. You know, they put all that shit on there. They might have even made it up themselves, or the people that said it might have made it up, thinking they get something out of it. You see what I mean? So in a way, he was quite forward looking, but I've always remembered that. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Well, because the classic is up to say about that.
Oh, I think I don't know if he'll remember it now, but he always used to tell the story.
Next,
yeah.
I'm going to ask him.
They were a nice old couple. She used to sit in the back. She was like the escort. He used to drive, and she used to sit in the back with the kids. And I was the youngest one. There was a couple of others that were older than me.
I must probably sit in the way.
Yeah, and one day they came to the door and they said, is this your cat that's been run over out here? And I started going absolutely hysterical. I was going, no, please. And the general went out and she came back. She went, no, it's all right, it's not. And then years later, I never put two and two together, the cat disappeared that day. I must have been really thick, mustn't I?
So it was your cat.
It was my cat. She didn't tell me until I was about 13. I don't remember the incident, but she told me when they came to the door and said, is this your cat that's been run over out here? He was a little tabby cat. He was called Parsley. She had to come back and say, no, it's not.
I'll tell you about a movie I saw recently.
What was it?
It's called The Queen. Hello, Papa Seed. Happy afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you. It's OB. Pause recording.